7. John Blake wanted a job in a museum. He went to see the director, but he didn't get the job. When he was in the museum, someone broke one of the glass cases and stole a pendant. The director accused John. He sent for the police. The police detective, who had a cold in the head, asked John a lot of questions. He searched his pockets. He didn't find anything. But the director of the museum still accused John. John said to the detective, "I didn't steal the pendant. I didn't steal it." John didn't steal the pendant. He wasn't guilty.
So you're guilty if you steal something?
Not only when you steal. Listen.
He ran over the old lady. I saw him.
Yes, he was driving very fast. The old lady was on the zebra crossing. The driver of the car is guilty.
Yes, he is guilty. Arrest him. Arrest him.
You're guilty.
Police! Police!
Children, someone took Mary's pen. She can't find it. Who was it? It's better if you say so at once. If anyone feels guilty, stand up.
I took her pen, miss, but I'm not guilty. I just wanted to try it. Please believe me, I didn't want to steal it. I'm not guilty.
My window! You naughty boys! I'll call the police. They play football under my window and break it. The hooligans.
Excuse me, madam. It was my fault. I wanted to kick the ball back to the boys. They aren't guilty. I'm guilty.
You're guilty. You're guilty. Why does such an old crackpot play football?
Well, John said, "I didn't steal the pendant. I didn't steal it."
Don't you believe me?
I believe you, sir.
But I don't. I don't believe him. He broke the glass because he didn't get the job. Then he stole the pendant.
I didn't.
Mr. Blake. That's all, Mr. Blake. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
The museum director still believed that John had stolen the pendant. But the detective wasn't so sure. He said, "That's all, Mr. Blake," meaning he could go. John left the director's office and went back to the museum. Probably you remember that John touched the glass case when he was looking at the exhibits.
Touched the glass case? Sorry, but I don't remember the word touch.
What do you think this is?
What, a bottle?
No, it's a very old and valuable vase.
A valuable vase?
Oh, no! Don't touch it.
Why not?
Can't you hear? Don't touch it. Don't put your hands on it. You'll break it. No! Don't put your fingers on it. Don't touch it! Oh!
Well, John left the director's office and went back to the museum. He went to the broken glass case. There he saw a man working. "What are you doing?" asked John. "I'm taking fingerprints," he answered. He was another policeman, and he was taking fingerprints.
Fingerprints? I've already heard of footprints, but what are fingerprints?
When you touch something, your fingers leave marks. The marks left by your fingers are fingerprints.
Johnny, don't touch the window. I've just cleaned it. Can't you hear, Johnny? Look how dirty the window is now. Your sticky fingerprints are all over it, you naughty boy.
John's fingerprints were also on the glass case. When he was looking at the exhibits, he touched the glass case, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
But he was not the thief.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't guilty, was he? He didn't steal the pendant.
No, he wasn't guilty. The man who stole the pendant was guilty. But it wasn't John. Nevertheless, the fingerprint man wanted his fingerprints.
Wanted his fingerprints? That sounds funny.
Well, the verb want is a strange one. It can have special meanings which are unusual for us when we first meet them.
Good afternoon, madam. Are you the driver of this car? I want your papers, please. I want your driving license.
I'm not English. I'm from France.
Oh. Then I want your passport as well, please. Jimmy?
Yes, sir.
I think your hair is too long.
I don't think so, sir.
But I do. Your hair wants cutting.
No, it doesn't want cutting, sir.
It wants cutting, Jimmy. If you don't go to the barber's, I'll talk to your father.
My father? His hair is much longer than mine.
So the fingerprint man was taking fingerprints. Listen now.
Excuse me.
What are you doing?
I'm taking fingerprints, sir. Don't touch the glass, please.
Don't touch the glass?
No, sir. Don't touch it. There are fingerprints on it.
Yes, my fingerprints are on it.
Then I want your fingerprints as well, sir.
Oh, yes. Of course you want my fingerprints.
John! John!
Hello, Mary.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm taking his fingerprints, miss.
But he's not guilty.
Not guilty, miss?
I'm sure he's not guilty. You're not guilty, are you, John?
Of course I'm not.
Don't take his fingerprints. I'm sure he's not guilty.
And I'm sure he's not guilty too, miss. But his fingerprints are on the glass.
It's all right, Mary.
I'm sure you're not guilty.
That's all right. Come on, Mary. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
But why did you come here, Mary?
I came because you phoned me.
Yes, I know I phoned you, but why did you come here?
You dropped the phone, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. I dropped the phone.
Why did you drop the phone?
I dropped the phone, because I heard the glass break.
And I came here because you dropped the phone.
Ah, so you came here because I heard the glass break?
Yes. What happened?
Well, I had... No, I saw... Well, the director... No, it was the pendant.
Oh, come on, tell me at home. Come on, John.
John started to tell Mary about it all. But as he was very excited, he couldn't tell Mary about the pendant. They went out of the museum. Outside, a man stopped them.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes?
You're John Blake, aren't you?
Yes, I'm John Blake.
You saw the thief, didn't you, Mr. Blake?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see the thief? Then why did he hit you?
The thief didn't hit me. The attendant hit me.
Why did the attendant hit you?
Well, because...
Why are you asking these questions?
Yes. Why? Why is he asking these questions? And why should he ask questions?
You are asking too many questions too, Kathy. Before I answer your questions, you have to... exercise your English. Exercise 1. Listen to the example.
You didn't break the glass case, did you?
Of course I didn't.
And now, listen, speak, listen.
You didn't break the glass case, did you?
Of course I didn't.
John isn't guilty, is he?
Of course he isn't.
The director didn't see the thief, did he?
Of course he didn't.
He hasn't opened the door, has he?
Of course he hasn't.
John wasn't telling a lie, was he?
Of course he wasn't.
You haven't phoned him, have you?
Of course I haven't.
You didn't answer his letter, did you?
Of course I didn't.
You're not going to ask too many questions, are you?
Of course I'm not. You are asking too many questions, aren't you?
All right, I promise not to ask a single one in our following exercise.
Exercise 2. Listen to the example.
He didn't break the glass case.
I'm sure he didn't break it.
Well, listen, speak, listen.
He didn't break the glass case.
I'm sure he didn't break it.
He didn't see the thief.
I'm sure he didn't see him.
He didn't take the director's fingerprints.
I'm sure he didn't take them.
He didn't call the police.
I'm sure he didn't call them.
They didn't send for the doctor.
I'm sure they didn't send for him.
The reporter didn't understand the situation.
I'm sure he didn't understand it.
The director didn't know Mary.
I'm sure he didn't know her.
The attendant didn't notice the thief.
I'm sure he didn't notice him.
Exercise 3.
Listen to the example.
Don't take his fingerprints.
I won't take his fingerprints.
Listen, speak, listen.
Don't take his fingerprints.
I won't take his fingerprints.
Don't touch the glass.
I won't touch the glass.
Don't ask too many questions.
I won't ask too many questions.
Don't answer the reporter.
I won't answer the reporter.
Don't swim in the river.
I won't swim in the river.
Don't stay out late.
I won't stay out late.
Don't drive fast.
I won't drive fast.
Don't leave me alone.
I won't leave you alone.
Don't do his homework.
I won't do his homework. Exercise 4.
Listen to the example.
Go out.
He wants her to go out.
Now listen, speak, listen.
Go out.
He wants her to go out.
Finish your dinner.
He wants her to finish her dinner.
Write my homework.
He wants her to write his homework.
Wash my shirt.
He wants her to wash his shirt.
Play with me.
He wants her to play with him.
Find my glasses.
He wants her to find his glasses.
Clean your teeth.
He wants her to clean her teeth.
Say good night to Granny.
He wants her to say good night to Granny.
Tell me about the pendant.
He wants her to tell him about the pendant.
And now let's go back to our story again. The detective asked John a lot of questions in connection with the pendant. Then he searched his pockets. John said, I didn't steal the pendant.
Don't you believe me?
I believe you, sir.
But I don't. I don't believe him. He broke the glass because he didn't get the job. Then he stole the pendant.
I didn't.
Mr. Blake. That's all, Mr. Blake. Good afternoon, sir.
Oh, good afternoon.
Excuse me.
What are you doing?
I'm taking fingerprints, sir. Don't touch the glass, please.
Don't touch the glass?
No, sir. Don't touch it. There are fingerprints on it.
Yes, my fingerprints are on it.
Then I want your fingerprints as well, sir.
Oh, yes. Of course you want my fingerprints.
John! John!
Hello, Mary.
Oh, what are you doing?
I'm taking his fingerprints, miss.
But he's not guilty.
Not guilty, miss?
I'm sure he's not guilty. You're not guilty, are you, John?
Of course I'm not.
Don't take his fingerprints. I'm sure he's not guilty.
And I'm sure he's not guilty too, miss. But his fingerprints are on the glass.
It's all right, Mary.
I'm sure you're not guilty.
That's all right. Come on, Mary. Goodbye.
Goodbye, sir.
But why did you come here, Mary?
I came because you phoned me.
Yes, I know I phoned you, but why did you come here?
You dropped the phone, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I did. I dropped the phone.
Why did you drop the phone?
I dropped the phone, because I heard the glass break.
And I came here because you dropped the phone.
Ah, so you came here because I heard the glass break?
Yes. What happened?
Well, I had... No, I saw... Well, the director... No, it was the pendant.
Oh, come on, tell me at home. Come on, John.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
Yes?
You're John Blake, aren't you?
Yes, I'm John Blake.
You saw the thief, didn't you, Mr. Blake?
No, I didn't.
You didn't see the thief? Then why did he hit you?
The thief didn't hit me. The attendant hit me.
Why did the attendant hit you?
Well, because...
Why are you asking these questions?